In the coming weeks, Pierce learned a great deal about Mr. Edgar Trent and his daily routine. Mr. Trent was a rather severe and devout gentleman. He rarely drank, never smoked, or played at cards. He was the father of five children. His first wife had died in childbirth some years before, and his second wife, Emily, was 30 years his junior and an acknowledged beauty. But she was as severe in disposition as her husband. The Trent family resided at number 17 Brook Street, Mayfair, in a large Georgian mansion with 23 rooms, not including servants' quarters. Altogether, 12 servants were employed: a coach driver, two liverymen, a gardener, a doorman, a butler, a cook, and two kitchen assistants, and three maids. There was also a governess for the three youngest children. The children ranged in age from a 4-year-old son to a 29-year-old daughter. All lived in the house. The youngest child had a tendency to somnambulation, so that there were often commotions at night that roused the entire household. Mr. Trent kept two bulldogs, which were walked twice a day, at 7 in the morning and at 8:15 at night, by the cook's assistants. The dogs were penned in a run at the back of the house, not far from the tradesman's entrance. Mr. Trent himself followed a rigid routine. Each day, he rose at 7 a.m., breakfasted at 7:30, and departed for work at 8:10, arriving at 8:29. He invariably lunched at Simpson's at 1 o'clock for 1 hour. He left the bank promptly at 7 p.m., returning home no later than 7:20. Although he was a member of several clubs in town, he rarely frequented them. Mr. Trent and his wife went out of an evening twice in the course of a week. They generally gave a dinner once a week, and occasionally a large party. On such evenings, an extra maid and manservant would be laid on, but these people were obtained from adjacent households. They were very reliable and could not be bribed. The tradesmen who came each day to the side entrance of the house worked the entire street, and they were careful never to associate with a potential thief. For a fruit or vegetable hawker, a polite street was not easily come by, and they were all a close-mouthed lot. A chimney sweep named Marks worked the same area. He was known to inform the police of any approach by a lurker seeking information. The sweep's boy was a simpleton. Nothing could be got from him. The constable patrolling the street, Lewis, made his rounds once every 17 minutes. The shift changed at midnight. The nightman, Howell, made his rounds once every 16 minutes. Both men were highly reliable, never sick or drunk, and not susceptible to bribes.